Possibly, you can go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. As you can see, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. One of the things I do is I record the call so I can send it out to an email list and put it on social media so everyone can have access to this who can't make it due to their work and hours and other commitments they might have. So it's a wonderful day. I appreciate you coming on. What I wanted to basically start with is the call today is going to be about catch productivity. And before I get into that, I'm just going to explain a little bit about myself. So the listeners that are on today that don't know my background, this will give them a little bit quick summary. So I got into policing several years ago, and one of the things that happened to me while I was at my first police department in Patterson is I ended up getting laid off. So I used a lot of tools and education and accountability to myself to have a difference through that process of getting laid off that I gained from Tony Robbins and that I gained from Landmark Education, which are two personal development companies. So when I got laid off, I ended up going back to school to see what was out there, and I got certified as a professional life coach, a life strategist. So I started my company, Con Coaching. And what Con Coaching primarily focuses on is law enforcement personnel. And when I started my career in policing, what I noticed with a lot of officers was they were having not a fulfilled life. Parts of their life were lacking. One could have been relationship. Another part could have been, you know, finance, fitness, health and wellness, being successful, whatever that means. And if you guys were on my call prior on my email list, you probably see some of the emails that I sent out, which are all my calls that I've done since. So you can listen to them. And if you want to listen to them, it's not a problem. I have them on my website, too, if you didn't catch any of the other ones that I had. So today what we're going to do is talk about catch productivity. And what I mean by catching productivity is everyone has a time in the day when they feel the most productive. And when I say the most productive, I don't mean doing, you know, minimal tasks, like saying I'm going to the cleaners or I'm going to pick up books or I'm going to drop something at the library. Those are not considered productive. Even though our mind trains us, and I guess not train, but tricks us more would be the word, that if you do this little small task, it's something you got out of it and you were productive today. And I think society creates that a little bit too, saying, hey, the more you do little things, the more you're productive. And after reading several books and looking into seminars that offer this type of education, what I learned and discovered is that's actually not being productive. Being productive is finding the purpose that you're going to get the most results out of, meaning that, if I'm writing a paper for school, do I, you know, surf the web for 20 minutes and then surf for 10 minutes for information for the essay or for the paper? And in policing, that can be, you know, when we have some free time at work, when we're in a police car, or if you're at the office, are you surfing the web and doing that, or are you handling your reports and additional things that you can possibly be doing for the job itself? And in family, same thing. Are you running around minimal tasks, or are you doing things that are going to give you the most support and the most connection with your family and your kids? And that might be, hey, taking the kids to Chuck E. Cheese, or, you know, sitting at home and just spending quality time and creating that bond, or are you running around doing little things for them in the sense of like picking up this, picking up that? So some of the things that I wanted to share with you was I went to a website to look up some stuff, and I found some interesting statistics about time wasters. And one of the things that I found out was how much time people waste when they work. So, you know, it's called fabulouslybroke.com, fabulouslybroke.com, if you want to see the statistics yourself. So, you know, it says working hard or hardly working, statistics about workplace productivity. So on an average, a worker admits, about 3 hours per day of their 8-hour day, not including lunch or scheduled break time they waste. Another thing is it's cited that distractions, web surfing, I was mentioning that earlier, about 44% people web surf, socializing with coworkers, 23.4%, spacing out, 3.9%, applying for jobs, 1.3%. That's an interesting fact. And more than that, they say that this is interesting to know. Like if you own the company, 18 hours a week of surfing the internet during work hours cost about $759 billion total salary cost for employers. That's very interesting. So if you own the company, how that would sit with you. 65% of YouTube viewers watch from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, presumably at work. 60% of online purchases are made during regular work hours, and 64% of workers are using internet personal purposes during work hours. And I guess saying all this, obviously makes sense what I'm getting to. So it's really looking within yourself is how productive are you being, and what are you doing that's not giving you the productivity that you want out of your life or out of your career or your relationship. And, some people say use a to-do list. Some people say not to use a to-do list. I am partial 50-50 with a to-do list. I believe it works. I believe sometimes it doesn't. It all depends what I think really is what you put on a to-do list. Do you put right away things you want to create and do, like, run errands and shop and things like that? Or do you do things that are often – I need to do something more valuable that's going to give me some more time. So in policing, what we can relate to would be, like I just mentioned, family time or running around. So the family time would probably give you most results if you want to build a bond and a better relationship with your spouse or your kids or your other family members versus, doing additional side work or doing running around. The other one is, how long does it really take for those, the time wasters, in a sense, to do the tasks? Is it a couple of minutes, or is it going to take 30, 40 minutes a day? And that's the way you'd plan out your day. So you don't want your day to be so jammed tight where, going from one place to another or doing something is going to take a lot more time, but you don't give it as much time. Because what that's going to do is that's going to create stress for you. And you don't want to create a lot of distractions on this list, You want to create the most productive things that's going to give you the most result. So an example I like to use within my business for me is I can run around and go and drop off books at a library or run to, pick up my cleaners. And, yeah, that's great. I'll get some things done. But the most productive thing where I am right now with the company is writing articles and creating an article list of people that I can reach out to and post my articles on their website or the trade magazines or, be cited in a book somehow. So those things, right, sitting down and writing, again, I can just be honest on this call, it's not my forte. I don't really enjoy doing it. So what I do is I tell myself, hey, you know what? I don't want to really write. But after learning from Laura Stacks, who is one of a great writers and also lead seminars for productivity and time wasting and time management, is you have to really figure out when your day you're the most productive. And what I tend to find for myself is being in the morning is the most productive. The first 2, 3, 4 hours is I get the best results. I do things during the day too, later in the day, just due to working my schedule because I work overnight. But I figured that out for me in the morning. So really, ask yourself, when can you be the most productive? When do you feel the most energized and focused and clear? That's the time that you should focus on doing the most strenuous task or the largest task that you needed to accomplish for that day. And time again, that, outside noises, chatter, and the work pace, people talking or, you being around people or your cell phone on and things like that are all distractions and take you away from your focus and being productive. So, you know, writing maybe the article that I'm writing, instead of having my cell phone on, it'll be off. My phones will all be off. My laptop will, all my screens will be closed as far as the internet, and I'll just have the Word document for Google Docs, and that's it. So I don't get distracted from, hey, I want to surf the web and go on Facebook, or I want to do something else. And I stay more focused because I say, hey, you know, I tell myself, if I do this for 45 minutes an hour, I'm going to get the most results out of it versus, you know, surfing the web for 40 minutes and doing 10 minutes worth of writing. So really what you're in essence doing is tricking your mind. And that was one of the things earlier I said to you, is your mind plays games with you, you know, because your mind can tell you, hey, man, you know what, surf the web. It's a little bit more fun. Come on, dude. So you have to be able to figure out how to control those thoughts so you get the most productivity out of your day. So there's also other tools you can use. There's a website you can use to create ambient noise and make it more relaxing. It's called simplenoise.com. There's other few tips I have for productivity. One of the things is if you're working on a goal, a task, something, work on it backwards. So like if you want to, let's say, study for the sergeant's test, so what you would do is you would say, hey, you know, sergeant's test, what I want to accomplish, I want to become a sergeant. So you would take it backwards, like, okay, what do I need to know? Do I need to know the 2C law? I need to know Title 39. I need to know AG, Attorney General guidelines. So based on that, what is the most difficult and the most time I need on, because the other two I know well. So let's say Attorney General guidelines, which is case laws, and is the one that's going to need the most time and effort because of the context, the way it's written, and how big the book is and how wordy it is, versus 2C, which you use on a daily basis, or part of 2C, charges you on a daily basis, and if you write tickets, Title 39, then based on that, those two might be easier to study. So you would work with, the hardest one first and the one that's the most time-consuming because you need to put the most attention and productivity into that. And then work backwards. So you go to Attorney General Guidelines, then you'll go to, 2C Criminal Law, and then Title 39. And that's a way you can approach it too. And you can take this the same way as if you're trying to accomplish anything else, you know, in your personal life. If you're throwing a barbecue, a huge barbecue, a birthday party for family, hey, your goal is the barbecue, or your goal is the big 50th anniversary for your parents. So how do I do? Who do I want? What do I do? And break it down. And it's called chunking it. So you just take it from the big goal that it is and break it into small little pieces, little by little. And once you dissect it that way and outline it and form it, it's easier to accomplish those goals because then you can see what you have to do on a daily basis or hourly basis or monthly basis to accomplish that goal. And it makes your mind more at ease, so you're not as stressed and overwhelmed because you think of it as such a huge project. So that's a great approach with it. Another one is multitasking. That's an interesting one. You know, multitasking, switching back and forth. And, you know, one of the things as officers we all know is we tend to multitask because you have to handle one thing one time and do another thing at another time. So you may have to answer the radio and then you have to write a report, or you have to stop writing the report and do something else. And, you know, that being said, you can't always, you know, be focused completely when you're at work because you're might be so busy that you have to go job to job or do many caseloads. But they say, you know, on average, you know, when you multitask and you stop one project or one assignment and go to another, and on average it takes about 25 minutes to refocus your mind into that task again. So it's basically you losing 25 minutes out of your day. You know, it's interesting, or even more, depending how many, you know, full tasks you're doing. So between 25 minutes a day of doing those tasks and then the 3 hours of a work day that you're wasting surfing or things like that, you can probably be more productive and get more work done if you replace those that 3.25 hours with doing things that need to be done that are more productive for you in your life. They'll get you a lot farther. And, you know, be very strict when it comes to, you know, your distractions, you know, and that's probably one of the easiest things to fall into that trap, to fall into the trap of, I'm going to get distracted by emails. Emails is a big waster, big waster. One of the recent things I'm looking to try to implement, I found this out from a book called 4-Hour Workweek, is to condense your emailing and reading your email and responding to emails on like twice a week or once a week, and not to have everything so instantaneously as a response. What I mean by that is, you know, when someone sends you an email, hey, can you answer this question? Unless it's something that needs to be handled and it's an emergency and the person would put that in their subject heading, you would train your coworkers, your employees, or family members, friends, whoever, that you don't respond to emails only twice a week, which may, let's say, be Mondays and Fridays. That's it. Other than that, you don't deal with emails. So that's one of the things I'm looking to do, is implement that into my schedule and see how that works out. So what that does is that 20, 30 minutes that I use to check the email, let's say per day times 5 days, you know, that's how many hours? It's 100 minutes. Math is not my thing, as you can tell. 100 minutes. So those 100 minutes can be used for something else, to be more productive. So that's one of the other tricks, tricks or tools that you want to use to learn. But the hard part is doing that. How can you do that? Because you have to be disciplined enough to say, hey, you know, I'm going to create this, the foundation, and let everyone know that, you know, I don't respond to emails right away. I take only 2 days a week. If it's something urgent, then you'd have to put in the subject heading and let me know it's urgent, and then I'll respond. Same thing with phone calls. You know, I've been with someone sitting in front of me, and we're talking, we're having a conversation, and the phone will ring, and they'll pick it up right away. So, you know, you're losing your train of thought and focus with that person and the attention. So one of the things you can do is you can really just put it on silent and give your undivided attention, and you'll probably have the most productive conversation with that person, and it wouldn't be distracting you. That's another interesting one. You know, cell phones, people tend to jump to cell phones right away, and I guess they make it so easy, you know, they're so accessible, and more than that, everyone uses their cell phone this day and age for everything. You know, email and contact, calendar, texting, pictures, video, all that stuff, YouTube, Facebook, obviously. So those are easily simple distractions that can make you more productive. You know, and some people, back to the email for a quick second, some people think that, hey, you should do it 2 to 3 times a day. Personally, I would like to not make it 2 to 3 times a day, maybe 2 to top 3 times a week, well, not daily. It's difficult, though, I have to say, because, you know, my phone has the access of the email. So it's easy to see a pop-up of an email, and then next thing you know, you're, you know, distracted by reading something special on Groupon or Living Social. What's the next best deal, you know? So that's the difficult part, is being disciplined. Again, as we all know, because we've done some type of formal training, we've also done some type of studying to get where we are. So we know what it takes is the discipline to follow through and be productive while you're doing those tasks and those goals. So when you study to get into law enforcement, you know, you were disciplined and focused and productive enough to get the result of getting into law enforcement. Same thing when were in the police academy or whatever law enforcement academy you went to. If you did or did not, you still had to be productive in a certain way to get to that goal. So it's kind of looking at, hey, how did I do it that time? How can I translate that in other parts of my life, meaning working out, meaning having a family life that's balanced to how you want it, not balanced to what society wants and what other people's reactions towards it is to create that. And work on your own agenda. You know, don't, you know, most people will do things, like I mentioned, for other people or for distractions or for immediate instantaneous responses for someone else. Work on what you want to work on, what's important to you, you know, what you feel that you want to do that day. That's going to give you the most result and the most production. And another one is, you know, as we were talking about earlier, you know, writing, doing work, staying focused, staying centered and getting the work done. It's recommended through various books, 4-Hour Work Week, Laura Stack's Time Management, Seminar Tony Robbins, many other writers, authors, personal development trainers. We say to use it in intervals. So, like, if you're going to stay work for, let's say, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and then take a break, you know, that is different. I'm going to be upfront with this. When I say this is different than saying I'm multitasking or getting distracted, because what you're doing is really taking the 60 or 90 minutes and staying buckled down and doing the work and focused with your full 100% attention to that work, and then transitioning out of that and replenishing your mind and getting focused again and, you know, taking a break, maybe having a glass of water or some type of small snack or a stretch or do a little quick walk. What this does is re-energize you throughout your work day or throughout the task that you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, productivity also goes with time management, as I talked about on the last call. We had a call about time management. It works hand in hand. So it's finding what will make you the most productive and while scheduling the best way for your time during the day to have the most accomplished and the most productive goals that you want. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take just the next couple minutes, and if anyone has questions, I will gladly answer any of your questions. And if you want to see any of the teleclasses, you want to listen to any of them, or if you have any questions and you don't want to ask me now on the call, no problem. You can send me an email. You can go to my website, khancoaching.com. We're good?
Yep, we're good.
Perfect.
All right, let me stop recording and we're good to go.